This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander.
Hey, didn't Tiger say that he was going to abstain from sex to get ready for this?
He tried. Allegedly.
Until he drove by that Waffle House and then he had to take a Lara.
But, I mean, the greatest among us are creatures of habit. This is clearly getting out of his routine.
That's what I was thinking, too, brother. That's what I was saying, too, man. This is his superpower right here. The way he was going through them, yeah. That's his superpower. And that was like the heyday of Tiger.
It was. I believe he won the U.S. Open with a torn ACL while in that mode.
You see what I'm saying?
He might have lost his mojo after this one.
And I don't think he should announce that stuff like that. That makes the sales of the Masters go down. Whole lot of mid-level girls was on their way out to Georgia. Was like, damn, well, Tiger ain't having no sex.
Mid-level.
That's it for me.
I'm staying in Vegas.
All right. Let's see here. What is this? Bumba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba. Oh, it's L.A. Live. Yeah. It's my time on a Toxic Tuesday, right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have it'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Why they do this to Oprah, y'all?
I'll never forget a day in 1990. I saw myself on the cover of TV Guide's Best and Worst Dress List. And I remember thinking at first, oh, look, there I am on the cover. And then I read the headline that Mr. Blackwell, the tastemaker of the time, called me bumpy, lumpy, and downright dumpy.
It's a bar.
This is LA Live for April 9th, 2024. Man, it's a Toxic Tuesday, as you can tell here in LA Live. I am LA. This is live and it's sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Man, that's hilarious to me, bro.
Lumpy.
Yeah, that was so mean.
Lumpy and dumpy.
That was so mean, dude. Watch you right there.
Bumpy.
It was a different
lumpy.
Time, dog.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
She had it going on a couple of times, too. I'll just have you know.
Yeah.
Late 80s. Yeah. Coming home after school, clicking on skinny Oprah. Like, hey.
Hey.
Not too bad.
Then I move this weight like I'm Oprah, son.
Yeah, dude. And then like 2 months later, she'll be back over two bills.
G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there on social media, you hear it on another station, a TV station. I don't care where it is, man. Send it to me. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow every last one of us. If you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, our man right here, he's the man of the people. He went to an Irvine City Council meeting where he is pleading his case. He's begging. He's facing, I beg you. And he's begging to legalize gambling here in the great state of Texas.
My name is Tony, and I'm a professional sports gambler. But unfortunately, my career is at a standstill because I got six baby mamas all in the DFW Metroplex.
Sheesh.
So I can't live in a state that's got legal gambling. In a sense, it will be March Madness. I'm coming up here to beg y'all to make sports gambling legal in the city so I can stack my paper and pay for the illegitimate children.
All right.
I know some people think sports betting is risky, but I got an unbeaten system that can put money in all y'all pockets. Seriously. My system is easy. I bet on the blackest and darkest teams in college sports because blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, and better the jump shot.
That's problematic.
I also got a sports betting angle that is foolproof. Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the league, I became almost a millionaire betting on Leah Thomas's big ass winning all them swimming meets. Mm. And just like these transgender swimmers, my swimmers are strong. That's why I got so many baby mamas. But you know what that means?
What?
I got a lot of bills to pay. So I'm sick of risking my life and my freedom on gambling illegally on transgender athletes. Yeah. So I beg you, Irving City Council, to please legalize sports gambling because I can't afford to be up in the penitentiary doing 5 to 10 years on some weak-ass gambling charge.
If you ain't drinking Jim Beam, listen to the G-Bag Nation.
Baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shout out to that man.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he knows we're playing his audio by now.
We love him, bro. That's amazing.
Yeah. Irving City Council, they're probably talking about it. Hey, they're playing that audio on the radio. They sure are. LA Live, sure Toxic are. Tuesday, 105.3 The Fan. Yesterday was a total eclipse. We've seen it once in a lifetime situation. I say that because of the area of totality, which was here in the DFW. And there was a comet. Once in a lifetime. You never see anything like that. Yeah, it's really cool, man. I can understand why like they went to war or something like that after an eclipse.
Yeah.
It was like, well, that's a sign from God.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
What about the people that had no idea? Like way, way, way back in there. They didn't even know what an eclipse
was. They had no idea, and it just pops up.
And they're thinking, man, is this going to last forever? Is this the end? Yeah.
And yeah, I know they freaked out for about a good 3 minutes. Yeah. Then they started calming back down when the lights.
Oh, gosh, the lights. Oh, yeah, the lights.
Yesterday, total eclipse. We were blessed to be in a path of totality, as they call it. Sad because we won't be able to say path of totality anymore after this, fellas.
That's it.
Path of totality is out the way. Well, it is a toxic Tuesday. I have a few toxic reactions to the total eclipse here. Because, you know, I do my thing.
You do your thing.
Yeah, I do my thing. Let's go to The View. I believe her name is Hostin, Sunny Hostin. Yeah, she's cute. I like her. She claims that the solar eclipse and the earthquake that happened up there in New York is all caused by climate change. The solar eclipse is climate change.
Okay.
Take it away, Sunny.
I mean, I have to say, Karen DuPeach, our wonderful makeup artists, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Wait, first of all.
Tomato, tomato.
Come on, man. You got that pronunciation correct before you jumped on The View.
The cicadas.
Time in like
two different kinds of cicadas
are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
By the way, Whoopi is not having this.
No, she's not having this. She said no 100 times and I listen. No, no.
Be serious.
No.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
But all those things together
would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
Jeez. My God.
Climate has been changing.
Space,
my
man.
God. Yeah. My Lord. By the way, Whoopi, if you see that video, she looks like she plays like a bass guitar in a session band.
Oh, is she?
I'm just a session player here. She looks so
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
She's got some Steely Dan vibes.
I'm just a session player here.
Whoopi.
Yeah, she's looking weird nowadays. But respect to Whoopi, she's got the EGOT. She's got the EGOT and a great stand-up. Around the world in 18 days.
Wow, yeah, she's got she's going with the shaved. Is it the shaved sides?
Yeah, she's looking ridiculous.
Is that what I'm seeing?
She's looking ridiculous.
She's trying to like a predator, like a predator vibe.
Also, Charles Barkley, he's not a fan of the people that are fans of the Eclipse, and he expressed this last night.
I thought it was maybe the Chuck blimp that got in the way.
Hey, y'all, some of them losers standing outside watching that today.
They're not losers.
Yes, they are.
It doesn't happen often.
Hey, we've all seen darkness before. Stop it.
No, not in the daylight.
Come on, man.
Come on, Chuckster. I didn't hate on the Eclipse.
Yeah, he's hating on the Eclipse.
You've never seen darkness in the daylight, Chuck.
Gotta go to Alaska to see that.
It's terrible. Yeah, he's hating on the clip. But yesterday it did look like a sci-fi movie when you like you look outside and see everybody just looking up in the sky. Everybody was looking up.
Nobody was on the roads.
Nobody was on. It's just creepy. Crazy. It was, man.
Except Charles just going about his day.
Yeah, who out the way? You ain't never seen no dog.
Silly fool. As well as our Texas Ranger insider and our friend. Our friend, I say this respectfully because I don't want no smoke. Jared Sandler, he's not a fan of the Eclipse either. I found this out yesterday.
It's fitting that the Rangers are facing the Astros tonight because both the Eclipse and the Astros are overrated.
So you didn't end up buying into the Eclipse when it actually happened and thinking, okay, this is cool?
I had someone that just tweeted me, said, I hope you change your mind. Why does it matter if I change my mind? It was cool. it was fine. But that's not my thing. Like, I don't, the solar system, outer space, like, I just don't find a lot of interest in that. I'd much rather at 3 a.m. go to my DVR and watch a Premier League game that I didn't see live on Saturday or watch some guy in double A. Like, there are things I do that people think are, you know, whatever, weird or dorky or nerdy or just not for them. And the Eclipse, I'm glad I saw it, but like, my life has not changed in one way, shape, or form.
Jeez.
Tell me your third eye is totally closed. Good
Lord. Was that a calcified pineal gland they call it?
So.
Pineal gland, whatever the hell they say.
Too much fluoride?
Yeah, he's too much fluoride for sure. He's that ain't like the solar system. It's petty as
he's
hell,
an
bro.
He's anus.
Ain't like the solar system, bro? Come on, man.
Anus.
Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Just some reactions from the total eclipse that happened just yesterday. You guys ever heard of the rapper Nas?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Look at me, fool.
Yeah. Nas is amazing. Great writer. He has a song called Sly Fox. It's a great song.
I have not heard Sly Fox.
Yeah, Sly Fox is a great song. Speaking of foxes, Sly Foxes, let's go to breaking news on Fox News. We're talking about the solar eclipse.
A rare celestial event collides with a policy failure on the ground. The southern border will be directly in the path of totality today when the moon covers the sun for nearly 4 minutes.
Wait a minute now.
What?
We ain't talking about the planets.
No, what are we talking about?
Talking about robberies.
Yeah.
I'll let them finish.
We are told that officials are bracing for higher traffic than usual, and that means a real opportunity for smugglers and cartels and migrants to come right in. Fox News has reporters far and wide following the total solar eclipse as
Sly Fox
crosses the U.S., but the first location of totality is actually the southern border. And that's where we find Bill Malusian live in Eagle Pass, Texas, a place that you are well familiar with, Bill. Good morning.
Well familiar with that, Bill.
Wow.
Got you there every day.
And a good morning to you, Bill.
They said they're going
to
get it done in 4 minutes.
Golly.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Must have been Biden. Made this eclipse.
I tell you what. Opening
the border.
I tell you what, man. Yeah, just some reactions out there, some toxic reactions from the total eclipse that we probably won't get to see ever again. Some of us might get lucky and get there, but the creek might rise on most of us.
I mean, I'm kind of thinking Alaska, what is this, 2032? Alaska 2032 might coincide it with like a cruise or a fishing trip up there.
Okay.
I guess that's the next totality
it's
that we can see in the U.S.
It's an amazing place to go, man, it is.
Alaska?
Yeah.
The days are too long, the nights are too long, and it's too damn cold for your boy.
You got to go in the summer, and it's not that bad when it comes to the cold.
I remember I was first looking for radio jobs at a little station out there at Anchorage or something. Well, they were wearing me out. We heard your air check.
But damn, dude, the seafood, it is so good.
We need that type of energy.
Yeah.
You sound like a fun guy.
Everyone here is just half asleep. If you live in
like
Alaska,
crab legs?
They give you $20,000 a year just to live there.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't say that part.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
There's not enough females there,
though. My buddy does financial planning for the government up there, so he's got to fly up there, and he tries to talk these people into not blowing all of their 20 grand on, you know, on bar tax.
Moose jerky.
Man, you should really pull this into an IRA. Pumping
it right back into the economy.
Yeah.
LA Live.
UConn Jack, I assume.
Toxic Tuesday, 105.3 The Fan. We have a customer right here to pull the gun on a Burger King employee.
No.
Because he didn't want the hookup. The guy was hooking him up. Listen to this, dude. Oh, the police are still looking for this guy, by the way. Oh. Police in Northeast Ohio are asking for the public for help locating a Burger King customer caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee after the worker tried to just hook the man up.
To know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and just to flip out like that, yes, I mean, it is scary.
This man was captured on Burger King's surveillance cameras. You can see him get out of his car and pull out a gun. 38-year-old Howard Vernon was his target.
I was taking this guy's order, and he ordered like two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8, and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on, and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud, and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money.
Vernon says after that, the customer sped off, but about a minute later, he pulled back around to the drive-thru window as he was helping another customer. That's when he pulled out a gun and threatened to kill him.
Jeez. My God.
Just trying to give you the hookup, bro.
Wow. Yeah. We have a 2-for-5 deal, all right? If you want to pay full price, then fine.
Got a little sensitive about his math.
That is crazy.
Seen that happen with Hagee?
Yeah.
You're saying I can't add? I know it's 11, man.
Yeah, but it'd be $9.50 if you do the damn deal.
Maybe they put me off the schedule at Popeye's because they used to hook up everybody from the high school a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there on the cameras. I just hand you some jambalaya. Ooh. I can see your money in your hand, you trying to give it to me. I'm like, I'll put that up.
Yeah, I got you. Bro.
Yeah, I was doing the same at Smoothie King, man, just dealing them out.
I was wearing them out, bro.
What would you say this look on your face is, LaPaul?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
What does this mean? Yeah. Yeah, 100%, bro. They used to get me bad. But the other guys I was working with used to steal whole chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, and go to Dalworth and sell them. Nice. Used to sell the whole chickens.
Yeah, we did have some employees that jacked like a whole box of Chick-fil-A sauce. That ended up being a big issue. You don't mess with that Chick-fil-A sauce.
No, don't mess with that Chick-fil-A. Plus, you can buy it now.
You can buy it.
They were always asking me at KFC why the little ice cream sundaes were missing. You know those pre-made ones?
Used to wear them out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love those.
Is Gavin on break again?
And I was one of the first person, by the way, at KFC to make the popcorn chicken.
I was
there in 92 when it debuted.
That's badass.
And
man.
It was special.
Wow.
Yes.
You were on the ground floor of KFC's popcorn chicken?
Yep.
Yeah.
Set the new industry standard.
You had the chicken minis? Remember the chicken mini little sandwiches? They were just like little chicken sandwiches. Those things used to go crazy.
Those were great.
Oh, whoever, my gosh, yes.
Whoever came up with that thing with all the bowl with everything in it.
Oh, yeah.
That person needs a promotion, too.
Yeah.
I love that bowl. Yeah.
Before we get out of here, do you guys use Postmates at all to order food? Postmates.
I'm an Uber Eats guy.
Yes, okay. Okay. So you probably missed like this advertisement that Postmates put out for Pride Month.
I did miss it.
Tops and Bottoms. You guys familiar with Tops and Bottoms in the community?
Are you kidding me? I'm a bear.
I feel like I could. I feel like I'm context a clues.
Let's see here.
What are you eating this Pride? Well, if you're a top, it seems like you can eat whatever you want. But if you're a bottom, you're expected to starve? Not this Pride. Introducing the bottom-friendly menu from Postmates. We teamed up with Dr. Evan Goldstein from Bespoke Surgical to bring you a menu of bottom-friendly foods backed by science.
Bottom-friendly foods?
Yeah, full.
Insoluble fiber. So,
this is great.
So, bottom-friendly foods, you know, just in case you want to get active with your bottom and whatnot, it won't be anything that ruins your night.
It's not Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Won't help you feel cute. So avoid things like whole grains, wheat bran, cauliflower, potatoes, legumes.
Legumes?
Hold up. Are you just fully diving into those beans?
Yeah.
The problem with these foods is they don't dissolve in water, which could cause a traffic jam in your digestive system.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, you get it.
No wonder they're so lean.
That is tremendous advertising.
Meal, bro, bottom friendly. Wow. It's crazy. All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm up against it. I got to go.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here on The Fan. We're coming back with Two with Sands, a double Ranger segment Tuesday as they get set to take on the A's. Pregame coming up at 6:30 here in the Nation.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.